click on the right thread in the Two Kinds forum, and you can find anything. In this case, that anything was trouble. Or more precisely, it was trouble that found me. I'm down at the Comic Club, debating the finer points of Natani's likely future nocturnal performances with her beau, and shooting billiards with Kilroy. He's a crazy weasel with the strangest taste in headgear. Personally, I prefer my fedora to an enormous cheeseburger, but maybe he's onto something. There's gotta be some reason why he's putting so much English on the table you'd think he was the queen, while my game's like my love life. I can't get a damn thing into a hole. I'm trying to line up a shot to keep this game from being a complete embarrassment when we hear a ruckus at the door. Kilroy chalks up his palms and pops his shoulders. I figure they call what he does to folks a bear hug, because he could kill a bear by wrapping its arms around him and squeezing. Me? I stick with my nickel-plated 45. I call it loquacious, since when it starts talking, it puts up a wall that can take anybody down, and the other guy can't get a word in edgewise. Kilroy and I are halfway to the door by the time it swings open. I recognize the silhouette in the doorway, even if his pinstripes hanging unbuttoned like the kid ran to get here. Keldeth's a lot younger than most of the regulars here, but that's not what makes him unusual. Keldeth's a furless. That said, he's a good kid. Reliable. And we've got a nice understanding. I'd lay odds that he's playing both sides, but he's got an appreciation for the finer things in fur, so we cut him a little slack on who he deals with. Afwolf, put that ridiculously named Roscoe away, Keldeth tells me, a characteristic wry roll of his eyes accompanying his words. Hey, Kel. Kilroy smirks and cracks his shoulders loudly. I'm still not sure how a slinky weasel, no matter how big he is, manages to do that. Need a hug? Keldeth snorts a laugh. No, Keldeth states, his voice flat and dry. Kilroy looks mildly disappointed for a moment. What's the trouble, Keldeth? I interject. I'm hoping Keldeth's got something that'll let me escape the slaughterhouse of the billiards table. A little voice in my head tells me I really need to be more careful about what I wish for. Like usual, I ignore it. Keldeth doesn't disappoint me. There's a situation I think you need to take care of over a couple blocks. I can't believe you didn't hear the ruckus, he says, eyeing me accusingly. I shrug. I've been busy. I walk over and grab my jacket off a stool near the billiards table and slip it on. So let's go check out this situation of yours. Kilroy glances down to the table and then back at me. His muzzle puckers into a grin like he's reading my mind. He doesn't say anything, though, just grabs his trench coat and we head to the door. The night's as cold as a husky's piercings on their unmentionables, and the sky's a sort of overcast that goths write poems about. Keldeth makes a beeline down the street. It's a busy night tonight. There's a batch of members of the noob gang out on the street, smoking cheap cigarettes and fighting over how many kids they think Flora's gonna have. I make a mental note to swing back down this way to keep an eye on them, just in case I've got to bust some heads to keep them on the straight and narrow. I could smell the ashes before we got there. The thread had gone down in flames, that's for damn sure. By this time, the ruins had gone cold, and some flatfoot had wrapped the scene in yellow tape and locked it down. I poked around while Kilroy and Keldeth looked on, trying to figure out why Keldeth thought this needed my attention right away. Of course I was concerned. This was my part of town, and I don't tolerate this sort of shit. But everything was already quiet now, so there had to be some other reason Keldeth wanted me here. From the looks of things, a couple newcomers flew into town, intent to cause trouble, and then further worsened the matter by getting involved with some of our local thugs. And when it all went down, they took the thread with them. There were singed flyers all over the place. Somebody'd found something that they disagreed with and done their damnedest to start a riot. I take off my fedora and sigh. Frustrating, but a pretty open and closed case. This is all a damn shame, Keldeth, but it's taken care of. I don't see why this is such a concern now. You're not looking close enough then, Av, the kid says simply. Of course. That makes me curious. and I decide to take another look. They say curiosity killed the cat, but it sure hasn't done this old wolf any favors either. I start poking through the ashes. At the very least, if something else like this happens on my watch, I'd like to be able to take care of it before it gets this bad. The first thing I realize is that this wasn't a riot. It was a lynching. No signs of the intended victim, though. Looks like they may have gotten away in the chaos when everything started burning. There's something else odd about the scene, but I can't put my finger on it. I'm distracted by a set of tracks leading over to an abandoned thread nearby. They're kind of meandering, like the mug responsible was drunk or had been conked good on the brain box. I look over to Keldeth. He smirks. The door to the abandoned thread's hanging slightly ajar. A regular invitation. Maybe our mystery man's hiding inside. I pull loquacious, just in case somebody needs a talking to, and kick the door open.